ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Turn that music down. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking mixed martial arts and boxing style, of course, live on Sports Byline. As we come to you each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, that's 8 a.m., of course, in Honolulu, Hawaii. I want to mention that for our listeners in the 50th state. And, of course, on the East Coast, 2.05 p.m. is when the show starts straight up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. Saturday, 11 a.m. as well, but only an hour on Saturday. Sunday show, 2 hours. Straight up, we're talking mixed martial, of course, the UFC, rocking and rolling, Khabib. Khabib's going to fight Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, watch him train this past week. You know, I don't know, you know, I wish him the very best of luck, but, you know, Khabib's a big guy. He's undefeated, 25-0. Conor's a hard puncher. Conor's, of course, coming off that Mayweather spectacle or whatever you want to call it. I mean, he made a lot of money. Some people say maybe as much as $100 million. Well, if he did, more power to him. But I don't think he made $100 million. I think he's more like, much like the president, talking about being a multi-billionaire. You know, I mean, he's a billionaire, but not that many times a billionaire. And I really don't think that. Anyway, the bottom line is we'll talk Khabib and Conor McGregor tonight. But Conor, after making $100 million, are that kind of money going to fight for, like, chump change in the UFC? $4 or $5 million in a percentage of the pay-per-view? Is that really worth it? Well, if he gets the Irish TV, if he negotiated the Irish TV, he's going to make some money. The European TV, going to make some money. So Conor's going to make some money any way it goes. But he's taking on Khabib, and Khabib's unbeaten in 25 fights. What's going to happen? Wow. UFC until 40 minutes past the hour. We'll bring in Johnny Sig at 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Another ism, a schism, or a brick in a wall around a prison, not incarceration mind. When deep within the gallows, you find what frightens you the most. A fear of being colorblind. Love for the brother man and other man. Not in fear, running like an undercover man. Born an institution, the bang bang solution. Ignite in the spark of a human revolution. Come on. Yesterday is still
history. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 10 seconds of the very first round. Declaring the winner by TKO and still the undisputed UFC bantamweight champion of the world, TJ Dillashaw.
There can be no doubt. The winner and still champ, TJ Dillashaw. How does that feel?
Feels good and always, man. I gotta say, my Bang Muay Thai is tight. Happy birthday to Dwayne Ludwig. It's his birthday today. This belt is his. It's going to him.
You guys had some wild exchanges before you clipped him. You've got a good mouse under your right eye. Were you stunned at any time during that first round?
Oh, he caught me good, you know. But nothing to where I wasn't there, you know?
What was different about your strategy coming in? It seemed like he was more kick heavy. Did you anticipate that? What did you think was going to be different about this fight?
I expect him to want to counter my kicks, so I was going to wait. I know he likes to lead with that right hand, so I was just going to time it and throw my own, and that's what happened.
This has got to be the sweetest thing for you, because not only does this cement you as the UFC bantamweight champion, you make a very good argument as being the best bantamweight of all time.
I am the best bantamweight of all time. That's it, the best bantamweight of all time, here, right now.
Now, Henry Cejudo won the flyweight title before this fight and said that he wants to come up and fight you at 135 pounds. I think that would be a fantastic fight.
Bring it, baby, let's do this.
Enjoy it, sir.
One thing, I got to have a big thanks to Dr. Neil Rorden, as well as Dr. Mora. They even helped me get to this fight. I went through a lot, man. I went through a lot to get here. I wasn't going to turn this fight down. I want to get here at Staples Center and perform in front of you guys. So Los Angeles, man, let me hear it. Thank you so much for coming out. I love the fight. You see a smile on my face every time I come out. I'm here to bang. I'm here to knock you out.
The champ, ladies and gentlemen, TJ Dillashaw.
Man, whooping up on Cody Garbrandt. Of course, Cody, part of Team Alpha Male. Now, he used to be, I'm talking about the two-time champion. TJ Dillashaw was part of Team Alpha Male. Of course, that is a group out of Sacramento, California, put on by the California Kids. So, you know, it was supposed to happen. It was supposed to, the TJ Dillashaw was supposed to come back to Sacramento and, you know, be a hero and this and that. But he left and went to Denver and took his act to Denver. Of course, lost the title. Then he came back and he won the title. Of course, knocking out Garbrandt the way he did. Of course, after beating Garbrandt the first time. What can I say? Garbrandt was a favorite going into that first fight because he was undefeated. But guess what? Once that O is gone, I think Cody's been a bit exposed. And I would, if they fought a third time, you'd have to give TJ Dillashaw the shot the third time as well. Of course, it was a TKO, 4-10 in, knee and punches. The fight was stopped 4-10 into the very first round. Now, the co-feature, my man, Henry Cejudo, 2008 Olympic gold medalist as a wrestler. I mean, he fought Demetrius Johnson a couple years ago. They brought him into the UFC, and like after like 3 months, they said, you know, you're fighting for the title. And they put him in against, like, the most dominant champion of the world at that time. I'm talking about 125-pound Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Johnson. But guess what? They rematch, and I told you he was a live underdog going into this one, even though the odds had favored Demetrius Johnson. I told you that I felt deep down inside that Henry Cejudo had the ability and the intestinal fortitude to defeat Demetrius Johnson, and he did it last week. Here it is, post-fight, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, after five rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. Rob McCarthy scores the contest 48-47, Cejudo. Marcus Rosales scores it, 48-47, Johnson. As Sal Diavano scores the contest, 48-47, for the winner. And new undisputed USC flyweight champion of the world, Henry the Messenger.
Henry Cejudo, you just shocked the world.
I most definitely did. I want to say thank you to California. I was born in the ghetto streets of South Central LA in a two-bedroom apartment, literally 10 minutes away from here, Joe. And I will be here, you know, beat probably the greatest of all time from being knocked down the first round. And I couldn't do it without my team, my support system, Captain Eric Alberez, who's been with me since 2004. My training partner, Bruno Bulldoginho, my agent, Ali, Allen, my coach, Santino, everything putting this thing together. And I want to thank my mentor, Dave Zolman, man. Without you, actually, this bout isn't even mine, Joe. This bout is for Dave Zolman, my mentor, who I love very much. This is for you, Dave. Thank you for believing in me.
Henry, I want to take this back. Henry, I want to take this back to the first round. Something crazy happened to your ankle in the first round. What was that? It seemed like your leg, you can take a look at the big screen and you can see it. Your leg gave out. There was something wrong with your ankle right away. What was that?
It was a little calf crusher that Demetrius hit me with. It hurt. I tried to step on it again. I couldn't find my balance.
So it was a nerve thing?
I think so. It was muscle.
So you recover from that. You go into the second round, you manage to take him down. What were you thinking then? Was that now going to be your strategy?
Absolutely. No, I think it was all along. I've always told when I had my interview with Daniel Cormier, I said, how are you going to win this fight? And I said, composure. I said, I had the time, I had the techniques, the tactics. It was pretty much just a composure thing.
Headed into the final round, it looked to be 2-2 to us. Did you think that?
I thought so. But again, man, Demetrius, he's fast, man. He may not hit the hardest, but he is one fast dude. I just had to hold my composure, and I came out victorious, Joe.
Well, this was unquestionably the greatest flyweight championship bout in the history of the sport. Congratulations on an unbelievable, spectacular victory. You are now the UFC flyweight champion of the world.
Thank you so much, Joe. I don't know where Dana White is. Dana White.
He's probably sitting down. Everybody needs to sit down right now. Everybody's blown away by your performance here.
Again, Joe, from being knocked out, I didn't even last the whole full round day. But I'm sorry,
Two
Joe.
Two years later,
I come and I defeat the man, the myth, the legend, Demetrius Johnson. But wherever Dana White is, I felt disrespected this whole time. You know, and America is all about winners, Joe. And the winner of this next bout, Joe, I want to fight that guy. I want to fight the winner, 135 pounds. I deserve it. Olympic champion, now UFC champion. Now give me the best at 135 pounds. Demetrius Johnson didn't go up. They don't have to come down. I'm going up. I want that belt too.
The new champ, ladies and gentlemen, Henry Cejudo. All right, I'm here with Mighty Mouse, ladies and gentlemen. Give us your thoughts on the fight.
It was a great fight. Henry Cejudo was tough. Had a great game plan. I was really trying to bang out his legs. I could see he was staying across, letting me cross distance, and I just kept kicking the legs, and he's a big dude. Each time he got on top of me, he would hold, and, you know, congrats to Henry.
When you were going into the fifth round, did you feel like it was even?
Yeah, I thought it was even. You know, I felt like when he took me down, there was nothing really significant that he was doing. He wasn't passing my guard. But he's a big dude, and I could feel each time we would clash, I would hit him, and then he would get, like, four shots off. Nothing really landed clean to, like, rock me. But he's a champ now.
Was there anything surprising about this fight to you?
No. I knew Henry Cejudo was going to be tough. I knew he was going to be in the A game. He's just a big dude and strong.
What happens now?
I go back home. My beautiful wife's at home. She's going to give. We're going to have our third child and recover and see what's next.
Well, congratulations on your third child. Can't wait to see you again, sir. Mighty Mouse Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Classy ex-champion, no doubt about that. Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Johnson, wish him the best, of course. Coming back at 125, looks like Cejudo's going to go up to 135 and take on TJ Dillashaw. And, of course, Cejudo, a big 125-pounder, so he's probably going to fit in well at 135. Or will he? Because he's got the size advantage at 125, does Henry Cejudo. When you have the size advantage, you move up in weight. You don't usually bring that size advantage with you. It just doesn't happen. Bottom line is, we're talking mixed martial arts. Boxing at 40 minutes past the hour. You tune to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
The fight is on. It's happening, folks. We'll talk about the guy, of course, that danced with Floyd Mayweather and made a whole lot of money doing so. I mean, he didn't take too many, you know, serious punches. Floyd's not a big hitter. So when Conor McGregor had that fight with Floyd Mayweather, it was a win-win situation for both guys. I mean, Floyd wasn't getting outboxed.
and McGregor wasn't getting knocked out. And that's the way it was. Of course, McGregor got tired later on. That's a different story. Bottom line is, Conor McGregor coming back now with an 18-3 record as far as an MMA fighter is concerned. Lost that last fight to one of the Diaz brothers, of course, and came back and beat Diaz in the rematch. But straight up, you know, after a $100 million payday, does he really want to come back and fight this monster? I'm talking about Khabib. I mean, Khabib's like 25-0, 26-0. Well, you know, I mean, what flaws do you have when you're undefeated? It's hard to pick flaws in a guy that's unbeaten. That's why it's always sort of I like going with the undefeated guy until he loses. That's just the way it is. I mean, sorry, man, but he's undefeated for a reason. And right now, I mean, pound for pound, people consider him like number 8 in the rankings as far as the pound for pound best fighters are concerned. He's 29 years old, born in 1988. We just call him Khabib. We don't get into his last name, but it's really long. And middle name's even longer than the last name. So we'll just call him Khabib. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. They call him the Eagle. Bottom line is he comes to us out of Russia. Okay. He stands 5'10", 155 pounds. He fought in the welterweight division for a while until 2011. Dropped down to lightweight, 155. He's had problems making weight, 155, with his big structure. Of course, got 70-inch reach. I mean, the guy's skilled. Sambo, Pat Gracian, judo, freestyle wrestling. I mean, he's a good striker. And, of course, he's training out of San Jose, California, and down here in Silicon Valley. So, I mean, he's got a little boxing skills. He's got obviously good grappling skills. I mean, he's a monster. I just don't know how else to put this other than he's a monster. But, you know, Conor has always been the exception to the rule. I mean, with the exception of the one fight with Nate Diaz, I mean, you know, he shined. He took part in the world featherweight champion in a manner that had never done before. I'm talking about Jose Aldo, and of course took out the 155-pound champion. Eddie went in the blink of an eye. Eddie Alvarez went in the blink of an eye as well. I mean, let me tell you, when Conor hits you, you go. That's why, you know, Floyd Mayweather didn't get hit by him. But no, when he hits you, he goes, especially with those 4-ounce gloves. So this is going to be one hell of a fight, McGregor and Khabib. They're saying this will be the biggest fight in UFC history. I don't know. I think that's a bit of a stretch. I really do. I think it's a bit of a stretch. I just don't know. Of course, this fight's going to draw well in Europe. This fight's going to draw well in the former Soviet Republic, no doubt about it, in those countries. And, of course, it's going to draw well in the U.S. because it's a fight that MMA fighters here in the continental USA have always wanted to see. I mean, they've always talked about this. Conor and Khabib. Conor and Khabib. Khabib and Conor. Khabib and Conor. You know, you can sort of tell who they like by the way they list a fight. If a guy says, who's going to win between Khabib and Conor? And you probably know that guy's a Khabib fan. If you say, who's the one between Conor and Khabib, then that's usually a Conor fan. It's sort of split down the middle. Like Republicans and Democrats, there's nobody in the middle on this fight. Of course, as I said, 26-0 by some people, 25-0 according to another site. But bottom line is he's undefeated, never been beaten. Big monster, doesn't know scars on his face. He's just like, I remember when he told that one guy when he was fighting him, it scared the snot out of me. I was watching this fight on TV, and you can hear him tell the guy, he says, man, just give up, man. You are broken. I'm going to break you some more. Just give up. He was telling the guy to give up. I mean, I never told the guy to give up when I was whooping on him. I told the referee to stop a fight one time because the guy was cutting. I was tired. But outside of that, no. That's just not the way it's done. But Khabib, a monster, no doubt about it. And he and Conor, a big fight, no doubt about it. But the biggest fight in UFC history, that remains to be seen. The undercard's probably going to suck because, you know, this big fight in the main event, they're paying big money for that. Lena Landsberg. Okay, you heard of her, right? Taking on Yana Kuniskaya. She's obviously from Japan. And Tony Martin's going to take on Ryan LaFerre. That's a welterweight battle. That's 170 pounds. The women are going at 135. A flyweight bout, Sergio Pettis, the brother of former lightweight champion Anthony Pettis, taking on Josier Formiga. And Ovin St. Preux, former light heavyweight title challenger, fighting at light heavy. We're taking on Dominic Reyes and Michelle Waterson taking on Felice Herrig. Not that it has anything to do with combat sports, but just, you know, some combat sports women, athletes are not all that attractive. They just aren't. I mean, some of them look like men. I mean, I'll just be honest. I mean, some female boxers back in the day. I remember when a couple of female boxers came out of the Soviet Union, like in the 80s, you know, the 70s. You said, hey, what's going on here? They got whiskers. You know, they need to shave like at 5 o'clock. Taking them steroids, baby. Anyway, the bottom line is there's been some attractive women coming into the world of mixed martial arts, and I think this is good because what it does is it draws the female fan in. I told you, in order for boxing to thrive, they need to go out there and get females to want to watch it. And not too many females want to watch boxing right now. But MMA, you mention an MMA fight to a chick, boom, the eyes light up. Mention a boxing match to a chick, not so much. Why? Because it's happening right now. And this is this is current and this is relevant in the minds of younger folks, the millennials and people like that. I mean, the older folks, the people over 60 and 70, boxing's okay. But the younger people right now, their sport is professional mixed martial arts. Of course, the cage fighting. They get off on it. I do to an extent as well. Of course, I think there's some pure athletes, and Khabib's probably one of them, and Conor's a great athlete as well. But, you know, this is much like boxing was, 25 or 30 years ago. Guys weren't getting as much money as I think that they should be. And, of course, there's big lawsuits involved, that class action lawsuits taken against Azufa Sports, which was the parent company that owned the UFC before it was sold last year for, like, $4.2 billion. So if you want to know what $4.2 billion is, it's $4,200 million. Let me say that again. $4,200 million. That's how much the UFC sold for last year. Of course, I thought it was like, you know, they got burned. I mean, they got taken. In fact, if you look at the calendar, I don't know when they plan on making this money back, but I don't think they're going to make it back anytime soon. I mean, this is the super fight of the year. Khabib and Conor, more power to him. That's in October. So the rest of the year is going to look like Frankie Edgar taking on the Korean Zombie. That's the UFC Fight Night. UFC 231, that's going to be in Toronto, Canada. They haven't got a main event for that. UFC Fight Night, Volkan and Smith. UFC Fight Night, Glover Teixeira and Jimmy Manua. Okay, well, you know, I mean, come on. Am I doing anything for you yet? I don't think. UFC Fight Night, Mark Hunt's going to be on the card. I mean, no. Tyrone Woodley, of course, taking on Mr. Till, of course, defending the world welterweight championship. Tyrone Woodley, of course, the guy that a lot of people thought was going to fight George St. Pierre in a comeback fight, but that just didn't happen. I thought GSP should have came back and fought him at 170 at his natural weight and see what happened. Anyway, Darren Till and Tyrone Woodley and Nico Montana and Valentina Shevchenko are the two top fights there. Take it back. There's a pretty good fight in the third fight, another women's fight. Take it back. Four women's fights. Take it back. Three women's fights in that card, but this fight here has got some intrigue to it. Jessica Andrade, who can really fight, taking on Carolina Kay, who can really fight as well. So that's like a coin toss there. And Carlos Esparza taking on Tatiana Suarez. That's a strawweight bite. Strawweight is a 115 pounds. Women's flyweight bouts are 125 pounds. Straight up, Shevchenko and Montana are going to rock it, 125 pounds. No doubt about that. And Tyrone Woodley, the often injured, often not too active, bottom line is he's a world welterweight champion. We'll see what happens. September 8th, 2018, the American Airlines Arena, of course, in Dallas, Texas. Speaking of Dallas, I'm going back to Dallas in November. Of course, Charles C. Bynum will be her 89th birthday, I believe, and we're going down. Of course, she is the wife of the late Spider Bynum, Arlen Spider Bynum, of course, the longtime world professional boxing judge and referee, a former fighter himself, fought in every weight class from flyweight to heavyweight, from 112 pounds to heavyweight. That's why they called him Spider. He had arms like a spider. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, talking MMA up until about 37 minutes past there, and then we'll switch gears after the break and bring in boxing's ace. I'm talking about Mr. Las Vegas himself, Mr. John Signorelli, at 40 minutes past there. So if you want to talk some boxing with Johnny Sig, you can via the text. I've got a couple texts in the queue for him, but we can line up some more. No problem. Lots of space. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. The listener line, you want to join in? You can. Don't be afraid. I'm not a monster. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, coming to you each and every Sunday here at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, we talk 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. You're tuned. We're talking MMA now. Of course, we'll switch gears at 40 minutes past the hour. But as far as the rest of the schedule is concerned, so this sounds like a $4.2 billion entity to you? You can't bring up any big names outside of Khabib and Conor. I mean, come on, man. Frankie Edgar and the Korean Zombie? I mean, that's not a pay-per-view event. Of course, it's going to be on Fox Sports from the Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado. But the rest of the year, UFC 232, the T-Mobile Arena, of course, two nights before New Year's, down there in Sin City. No opponents there yet either. What are they doing? They don't have the talent to stack all these cards, not with big names. And that's why when they keep pushing these pay-per-view events at us month after month after month after month after month, it's just they're diluting their own product. They are diluting. That's what they're doing. It's sort of like baseball. You know the latest idea about baseball? They want to, like, put another six teams in three or four teams in each league or something like that. Like, you know, like baseball doesn't have enough superstars. Now, it doesn't have enough superstars. I mean, it doesn't. Back in the days when guys would carry teams to franchises, you just don't have that anymore. You need to go back to the days when there were less teams and more great players on one team. This is the way I see it. I think dynasties are where it's at. The New York Yankees, of course, the Oakland A's. And the Oakland A's, speaking of dynasty, who would think? 72, 72, 74, they won the World Series out of Oakland, California. Now, they're like the best AAA ball club in all of baseball, and they're doing well in the in this season as well. So props to the A's, but they ain't going to the World Series. Speaking of World Series, my world champion as far as boxing is concerned, Johnny Signorelli on the other side of the break right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. Talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays when anything goes. You can keep it so far as I'm concerned.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money-upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Okay, here's a stumper. She's 50-9. 50 wins, 9 losses, 18 KOs, been stopped 3 times. They call her Barbie. She's not hard to look at with a nickname like Barbie, because you're not. Born in Mexico, of course, fighting in a Mexico City. She is an amazing. Mariana Juarez was the winner this past Saturday night. A 10-round, I think it was a 10-round. Are they fighting 10s? Yeah, 10-round decision over 10 2-minute rounds over Taruma Nuki. The bottom line is this chick's like been winning for a long, long time, but I've really never heard of her. John, you ever heard of this chick before, Mariana Juarez Barbie?
I actually stumbled across her this weekend when I was doing some research about how to watch, who was streaming what was going to be on Telemundo or Estrella TV, and I know very little about her from my research.
Other than she looks good.
Hard on the eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you know, I mean, hey, it's changed from the days when, and I don't want to, I'm not going to name any of them, but out here in the Bay Area, we had some really rough looking women fighters back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, really rough looking chicks, like chicks that didn't shave their underarms and really didn't shave their faces either. You know what I mean? I mean, they were just, you know, it wasn't the Ronda Rousey. And of course, we brought on Christy Martin. Speaking of Christy Martin, you got to give her some guts. She survived not only not fighting Lucia Riker, but her husband shot and stabbed her. You know,
yeah,
Jim Martin, what a crazy story.
He
was like 25 years older than her, and he had the worst come over in all of boxing anyway. But the bottom line is, he just did. And we used to, you know, joke about him and her and the age difference, this and that. And, you know, it's like she listened to what he said. She was like a docile dog following him around. And then all of a sudden, she made her move. And when Christy Martin made her move, she didn't make a move with a dude. She made her move with a chick. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know, and maybe her experience, unfortunately, that terrible experience she had there, which no one should ever have to go through, no matter what sex you are, maybe just forced her out the door from...
What happened was she told Jim, listen, I'm leaving you for this woman. And Jim said, And then he stabbed her and shot her.
Oh.
And he stabbed her and shot her and didn't kill her.
Well, that doesn't make it right, obviously, but I didn't know that was
what I'm
detail.
Trying to say is,
I thought maybe she just, yeah, okay.
But what are the chances of getting both shot and stabbed? What are the chances of both getting shot and stabbed and not dying?
God bless her, man, for getting out of that.
Jarrell Miller, is he for real? 22? No, of course, to take on Thomas Sedemick. Thomas Sedemick, the former light heavyweight and cruiserweight champion, I believe. Yeah, now fighting at heavyweight. Sedemick, 53-5, 31 wax, out of Poland. And this is October 6th, DAZN USA and Matchroom Boxing USA inaugural bout in Chicago. Is Jarrell Miller 22-0, 18 wax? Is he from Chicago?
I believe he is. And you know what? He's a decent fighter. I need to see more. I don't know if Adamac's the guy that actually shows me more. I mean, we go back with Adamac to the light heavyweight, cruiserweight division, long in the tooth now.
Long.
The heavyweight division's good now, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, like, here's what's up. I mean, meaning Adamac, very, you know, he's older, he's shop-worn. But, you know, here's what's up. I mean, Miller's got a tall task ahead of him. I mean, the heavyweight division is bumping right now. Even guys that suffer losses can still be relevant. I mean, you have guys like Dominic Brazil out there, Adam Kolonaki, you know, Dillian White, you know, Luis Ortiz. The list goes on and on. So I need to see him against, like, those top-level guys that we have right now out there.
Okay, let's go through the top heavyweights. Of course, Joshua considered the best, 21-0. Wilder considered maybe 1A or 1B, 40-0. Alexander Povetkin, 34-1. Tony Bellew, 30-2. Tyson Fury, unbeaten, 26-0. Dillian White, the aforementioned Dillian White, was a winner recently, 24-1. Jarrell Miller, 21-0, according to BoxRec, with a draw. Luis Ortiz, 29-1. Write him off, he's like 50 years old. And Dominic Brazil is 32 years old. And Joseph Parker rounds out the top 10. And Joseph Parker doesn't get any props from me because I'm just not impressed with him. His last two fights have he had a chance when he fought for the championship and he never tried.
I agree. Notice I didn't mention his name. He fell off my top 10 ranking for the heavyweights. Not that he's not a good fighter, but he just doesn't press on the gas when it's needed. Even in the last fight, that was a very good fight he was in. And the last round, he had his man hurt, but he couldn't close the show. And when you're down in a fight and you're actually getting your guy hurt towards down the stretch of the end of the fight before that closing bell, you got to go for broke. And he just doesn't have that kind of intestinal fortitude, in my opinion, to go for it with the guts and nuts, as I always say.
What about Andy Ruiz Jr., talking heavyweights, American heavyweights, 31-1, 20 KOs. Is he still got that weight issue?
say his name, I lost you.
I tried to be coy there. Has he still got a weight issue?
Which guy are we talking about? I lost you for a moment.
All right, hold on. We'll go. I'm of course talking about Andy Ruiz Jr., the American heavyweight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you. I think that's always going to be there. Some guys just have that frenzy, you know.
Oh, come on. You trying to tell me?
Wait.
He's got a wheelbarrow for a belly, so that's just part of his frame?
Well, here's what's up. He might actually think about if he didn't box, okay? He'd probably be a very he's an enormous guy as it is. But that's his prime condition. I mean, I'm sure you could always do more, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, this guy might walk around close to 400 pounds if he doesn't box.
Well, Buster Douglas, of course, the diabetic seizures, all that kind of good stuff. He didn't fare too well. A lot of these guys eat themselves out of house and home. You know, I mean, this is what it is. Yeah, you know, we starved during training. I remember one time I had to weigh in for a Golden Glove fight a week before. Because I was defending, and they made us weigh in a week before. A man had to make 139 pounds. So I went out after I made this weigh in a week before and ate 24 ice creams. I mean, these little cups. I just did it because I could do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I could. Because I went and did it. So, I mean, that's you starve yourself. People don't realize, you know, like they see Roberto Duran. You know, he fought at 135. He's like 200 pounds. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, you can't stay at 135 forever. That's a crazy weight.
Well, you know what the thing is, too? These heavyweights, they don't have to do that, but some guys really take pride in the conditioning. Look at Joshua, right? I mean, the guy looks like he's, like, sculpted from stone, you know. Look at Klitschko, same thing. You know, both of them, just sports nutritionists and, you know, just consummate professionals. Now, we're going to bookend the conversation about Jared Miller. He admits, I like cheeseburgers. I like steaks. I like to eat. So, you know, just here's a guy that probably just diets the way he wants to diet, but trains hard in boxing. That's why you have some loose skin. Now, muscles, we know, isn't everything. Those muscles could burn out fast. I mean, sometimes I even see it with shades of Joshua. You know, he looks great, but sometimes I see him get arm weary. You know, and then you have other cats like Wilder, who's got really good conditioning, and he's not very muscular. He's not very heavy, you know, but he's got very thin legs, and you would think that that would hinder him during a fight, but he's there. So I think it's to each their own, however you're comfortable. Now, real quick, Tyson Fury is starting to look really good. You know, I've been following him on his Instagram. It's very motivational what he's doing. Looking forward to seeing him this week and seeing where he goes. If, in fact, he does face Wilder, because I believe Wilder's going to be in the U.K. this weekend.
Okay, question. Here's a question for you. Will Tyson Fury celebrate with a lion?
I really hope not, Pete. I mean, as interesting and entertaining as those videos were, I mean, at the sake of entertainment, I don't want to see anyone get hurt. I mean, I like what he's doing. But I, you know what? I'm glad you brought this up real quick. I'm going to touch on something I've been thinking about. A lot of people ask me, why would Fury face Wilder now? He's a loose cannon. You got a fresh version of Fury right now, to where he's training and he's being disciplined. Those wheels can fall off at any point in time. When those wheels fall off, so does the money. So I think it's smart when people around say, hey, listen, we got Tyson, you know, with a sharp mindset right now. Let's get him as much money as possible before, unfortunately, the Charlie Sheen comes back.
I think it's gonna. I still, if I was Mr. Joshua, if I was the giant gypsy, I would be pushing for the Joshua fight. I mean, I just would. I don't think that I would keep Deontay Wilder on the outside looking in, man. Make him fight somebody else first.
Unfortunately, these guys are showing more negotiation grit in term, meaning Wilder and Fury. That they really want to fight. And I think that Eddie Hearn, this is where it gets complicated, of course. Anthony Joshua's promoter is launching this new streaming network, we talked about before, streaming, The Zone. And I think he has an agenda to try to get as much going on with hype as possible for Joshua and try to lure a Fury or Wilder in. And I think that having Fury and Wilder fight kind of cuts the fat to who will be the biggest fight for Anthony Joshua, long story short.
The number five guy, pound for pound, in the minds of BoxRec.com, he's a monster. His name is Wissaka Wangek. He's 46-4 with 41 KOs. What can you tell me about this monster? I mean, we watched him destroy Roman Gonzalez in the second fight, knocking him out in the fourth round, winning a majority decision the first time. Some people thought he was fortunate the first time, but, man, he destroyed him in that rematch.
I believe I know him as Sor Rungvisai, but either which way, the names don't roll off the tongue very good. But, no, he's a monster, bro, you know. And the way he did in his last fight, you know, it just looked tremendous. I think he's a beast at that weight class, which is a very low weight class, to get some brutal knockouts in. So, you know, a fighter to watch for sure. Definitely in the top 10.
115-pound fighter fighting for the WBC 115-pound title against Iron Diaz. That's going to go down. And Pat Kriat, these guys are rock and roll. I mean,
fights are happening in Thailand. You know, I mean, we talked about kickboxing and things like that being prevalent back in the day. Boxing is really taking its root again in Asia, and you see it in Africa. I've got an African boxing coach that trains a bunch of orphans. He's trying to get me to send him some money. Maybe we'll talk about that on another show. But, you know, I mean, there's boxing's, I think boxing's on the way back. I really do. I think that the interest is there, and I think people realize the value of the sport as far as a conditioning tool, not physically, but mentally.
Pedro, I couldn't agree more. I saw this coming about 2 years ago, and this thing always comes in waves, and you start seeing the talent pool get there. So I said to myself, okay, the talent's there. Now, promoters, please make the fights. Fighters, please want the fights. Because we know at the end of the day, if two guys want to tangle, they could get it done. You know, force the issue. And they're starting to do it, and the fights have been really good. And now there's all these different, you know, outlets for fighting, whether it be streaming or Fox or ESPN or HBO. You know, it's all there. And as long as the talent's there, and the key word to talent is heavyweight division in boxing, if that's thriving and that's happy and successful, then boxing is happy and successful. You know, I think that's what we're getting a little bit, and it's a great time to be a fan of boxing.
No doubt about that. Now, as far as Las Vegas is concerned, are there fight cards at some of the small hotels like there used to be back in the day or what?
Looks like Station Casinos is starting some fight cards. They had one there. I believe last night at the Red Rock Casino, which is part of the Station company, not too far from me. The D pops off at least once a month, and I believe Roy Jones has a little bit to do with that in terms of promotion, sometimes aired on CBS Sports Network. So, you know, they're always – it's a fight town, man. You know, whether it be UFC, boxing, you know, even WWE, people like combat. And what they're doing is they're keeping the tradition going. Unfortunately, they need to have a nice spot that's consistent. That just doesn't move. Everyone tries new things, but it doesn't lock.
But we used to do fights. Know, we used to do the Arizona Charlies. We do fights at the Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
We did fights at the Aladdin. We did. I mean, we didn't have to have the biggest room in the world to do a fight. You see my point?
Yeah. Sam's Town actually does.
I'm glad
you mentioned those. Sam's Town actually does a lot of cards. As a matter of fact, I got to start getting over to.
Are there any outdoor cards down in Las Vegas anymore as far as downtown Vegas? I did a couple of cards down there as far as like Fremont Street and things like that. Do they do anything like that, any celebrations?
Yeah, at the D, there's an outside arena, you know, which has a great look to it. And it's funny, like before when you were talking about the old Roberto Duran fights, dude, how awesome did Caesar's Palace look outdoors in Vegas back in the day? I mean, I'd still in awe of just how what that setup looked like in the 80s. I mean, I imagine if they did something out here now like that, you know?
You know, when the fights were in October, it was dark when it comes to the main event, okay? But when the fights were held, like, in summertime, the main event, it wouldn't be quite yet dark. Las Vegas was an intriguing place to watch Major League Boxing. You know about
that.
Of course, the rise and fall of Mike Tyson. Of course, the rise came in Las Vegas, man. I mean, he won the heavyweight championship there, beating Trevor Burbick. And I told you that day, I was with Red Fox. Took a picture with Red Fox. Red Fox had two rings of cocaine come out of both nose and all over his shirt.
Oh.
So, yeah, Red Fox doing cocaine that day. And Lenny Albert has a picture somewhere, but he showed it to me one time. I said, let me have that picture because I took it. I mean, I was looking at the camera. I knew what I was looking at. He's looking at this guy, 75 years old, doing blow.
Oh, man.
That's what he died from, a heart attack, man. A heart attack.
Yeah, I would
Straight
imagine.
Up, I thank you so much for your time. We'll rock and roll. How's that YouTube channel looking?
Excellent, man. We're getting a lot of activity over there, a lot of viewership. I appreciate everyone that's checking us out and for listening today.
All right, so explain to them how they can check out the YouTube channel.
Just search for Ring Talk on YouTube, and you'll find us, and you'll see a bunch of hosts of some older shows and, of course, the most recent.
The great John Signorello of Las Vegas, Nevada, part of the Sports Byline crew. Johnny, take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Pedro. You as well, and all of the listeners. Thank you.
We're talking MMA, baby, on Sports Byline.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It's time to see who's the best. It's time to see who's the heavyweight, who's the baddest man on the planet. I know I am. Are you guys ready for this test? Are you guys ready for this American boy right here to bring back the heavyweight division like he's done it, to have one champion, one face, one name, and go by the name of Deontay Wilder? I declare war, baby. What's your response to that?
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, of course, coming to us out of Tuscaloosa, one of those, you know, Mobile, Alabama, the boxing hotbed of the South, no doubt about it. Of course, he can draw about 8,000 people down there. But yet, his opponent, the man he wants to fight for the world heavyweight championship, I'm talking about Anthony Joshua, can draw 90,000 people. So how do you think negotiations are going to go as far as that's concerned? Because, you know, Wilder wanted 50-50. Are you out of your mind? Are you smoking a little bit of buds or what? Bottom line is, Wilder's probably going to hook it up with Tyson Fury, although I would rather see Tyson Fury go with Joshua. Personal preference, but Johnny Sigg, he's got a pulse on the sport of boxing, and he thinks that fight's going to happen first. Wilder and Tyson Fury. Of course, Fury's fight next week. We'll talk about that in depth on next week's show. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can catch any of our shows. Recent and today's show will be up in a little while. I'm talking about, go to YouTube, search for Ring Talk, and there's our page. I thank you so much for tuning in, because the bottom line is, you can be doing anything in this entire world right now, and you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. I thank you so much. Till next time, cheers!